Headlines about the Middle East and the Arab world may be very easy for all of us to find in newscasts and newspapers and magazines here in the United States. But how much do we really know about how people in the Arab world think and feel? Well, considering the fact that what happens in the Arab world can greatly influence day-to-day life here in the United States, it's worth having a better understanding of what really matters to people living there. That's the impetus behind an ongoing joint effort between the University of Michigan and Qatar University. Working together, they've created an institute called the Social and Economic Survey Research Institute, aimed at doing state-of-the-art social science research in the Arab Gulf. Here to tell us what's being studied and why opinions in the Middle East matter to us here in Michigan is Mark Tesler, who's a professor of political science at U of M, and he's one of the principal researchers. Kind enough to join us here in the studio. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what is the actual goal of the Social and Economic Survey Research Institute?
Well, the goal of Michigan is to assist Qatar University in building this institute, and we finished up 5 years. We've recently signed a contract for a second 5 years. The goal, I guess, as your introduction said, is to do a good job of determining what ordinary people think about the issues of the day, some of which are somewhat related to politics, but it's much broader. There's a lot of work on education, on youth, on labor, on health, on gender issues. All these questions are important, not only in Qatar, but certainly there. And to make sure that what people think is known, is available for public discourse, is shared with opinion leaders and planners. But in addition, there's a lot of misinformation or stereotypes. Certainly we have them here.
Yes.
But even people there aren't necessarily informed. We've participated in some projects, not necessarily in Qatar, where what people think and what they think other people think are quite different.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And then, of course, given the Arab Spring and gradual reforms, more someplace than others, what ordinary people think and want matters more than ever.
Mark, give us a better sense or a deeper sense, if you will, of what's been asked and what you're learning.
We're looking at attitudes. I mean, as your listeners perhaps know, the overwhelming majority, 85% or more of the population of this country, which is small, are non-citizens. They're expatriate workers. So the number of Qataris is pretty small. So one among a lot of things we're looking at is how these expat workers, some of whom are longtime residents and play important roles, others are construction workers and come for a few years, send money home, and then leave. How they think about their experience, and how Qatari citizens think about their place. The project I started to mention that we're doing on these migrant workers or these expats is whether and to what extent the longer you stay in Qatar, the more your attitudes are affected by the experience.
What do we feel that the people of Michigan, the people who are listening to us now, what can they take away from the research you're doing?
Okay, I'll give you a few things. Of course, it's the generalization. We're working in about 10 or 11 countries, and if we can raise a little bit more money, we'll be working in two or three more. There are several countries in which the political system just doesn't permit us to do this, but we can do it in a fair number. So one is there is very broad and widespread support for democracy and accountable government, kind of like perhaps in the U.S., certainly some places, the understanding of what democracy involves isn't necessarily all that sophisticated. That isn't necessarily different here. But in terms of the basics, wanting a political system that is structured in such a way that people have influence and leaders are required to be responsive to people.
So they have a voice.
Yes, a voice that matters. So that's one. Number two, a question that comes up is what should the role of religion play in all of this? Where should Islam fit into the process? Do we have a secular conception? I mean, religion is fine. It's important to us, but keep it out of politics. Or no, I mean, we're a Muslim country and religion has to be integrated into a system. It can be democratic, but in some meaningful way, Muslim or Islamic as well. That's a question on which, one, there's a fairly substantial division, and two, although this wouldn't be true in every single country, the change over time seems to be in favor of greater secularism. And they wouldn't really use the term secularism. I'm using it as a kind of convenient term, but that we don't necessarily and most of these people are religious, so it's not that their religion is unimportant, but they would say it's an important personal matter, keep it out of politics. Third is that there are fairly conflicted attitudes toward the U.S. This is maybe something that people here would be more interested in. there is, again, there's a lot of variation, but generally positive attitudes toward American society and culture and American people. Probably not very surprisingly, if people know anything about the region, very negative attitudes to our policies and the feeling that we may be a wonderful society, but we're certainly not, in their judgment, we're not behaving toward their part of the world in ways that they appreciate. In fact, they have a lot of complaints. And probably I think some of the complaints are justified. We can maybe leave that for some future discussion.
Do you envision your findings affecting U.S. foreign policy, or have they been tapped into by foreign policymakers?
Well, they are available. I mean, they're in the public domain. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to overemphasize this, but I've had a reasonable number of opportunities to go to Washington and share and present. It's the people there are – they recognize this is important. They're quite interested to have this information. They hope it will be taken into consideration when we make decisions about policies and programs. Whether it actually is or not is sort of a different question.
Mark Tesler is a professor of political science at U of M and one of the principal researchers in an ongoing joint effort and study between the University of Michigan and Qatar University. Mark, thanks for joining us on Space Time.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot.